Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Alright, today is Daf Tzadik Beis. We fell behind again yesterday with all the data of Tadir and Makudish, and we're on the top of Tzadik Aleph of the Beis. Amar Shmuel. We had a Machlokes in the Mishnah. In the dinner of being Misnadev Shemin, we had a machlekes sort of in the Seifa of the Mishnah, with the Gemara brought, Rabbi Tarfin said Misnadev Shemin. Rabbanan argued, says a Minchat Chay, Mashiach She'ein Misnadev Shemin, there's no such nedava or a mincha of bringing Shemin by itself. You bring Shemin. But we don't bring Shemin by itself. We bring Shemin, in other words, part of a mincha. And Rabbi Tarfin, Oimer, Misnadvin Shemin. Rabbi Tarfin holds Misnadvin Shemin. You're able to be Misnadvin Shemin. By the way, Yagav, it's like an Egeyan, but Chanukah, of course, that we have. What Shemin are we talking about that you bring it by a mincha? I don't know. What? Shemin Zayas is a thing by the Benoim. Shemin Zayas is a din by the Benayim, or Shemin Zayas Zach. Was there a din? Let's say you want to bring cottonseed oil for a mincha. And you have that Shemin and Levina. Let's say you want to bring, another kind of oil. Peanut oil, or something. Let's say, it's kind of anyway it's called. Another kind of nadola oils. Canola oil. You want to bring a mincha canola oil? Can you do that or not? It's an interesting thing. Nowhere beferish in Bavli or Yerushalmi does it say such a thing. And of course in Chavishulchum Sheisayra. In Chavishulchum Sheisayra it does not say it. Bavli Yerushalmi, the shayla is to bring other rayas to it. Rabbi Yerucham Fishel in his Sefer of the Smother Asak, well, he can bring any kind of oil, and it creates a problem. Any kind of oil itself. We have a raya from the Gemara Brachas, that vegetable oil, same thing. On the other hand, we do have raya. This is raya from a Mishnah Trumas, and we have a raya from the Gemara in Brachas. Any oil except for Shemin Zayas. From there, we have a raya. We do have rayas that it has to be with Shemin Zayas. But it's not really absolutely befavish. And that's when we're talking about oil, that we have this machlaikis, the Tadakaba, and Rab Tarfin. What kind of oil, whether or not you could give your oil? Just oil? As opposed to being a regular mincha that merely has oil as an ingredient. Abba Shmuel.
The moment, we've already quoted from Rashi Baba Metzia.
It's not that Shemin.
Rebbe quoted from Rashi Baba Metzia that time.
Kaitzai. You have to take the kaimitz, the shiarim nechalim, and the shirayim are nechal. The shirayim of the shemen are nechal. My time on makra. Karban mincha. The lamech shemisnadzun shemen. We learn out karban mincha. And from there we learned out a reboy carbon mincha rashes the mutsi the mitov kisakrit because of carbon yisera is there for a drusha, Rashi says. And therefore we learned out that you're able to do that. But you bring a kmitza. Now the shayla is how do you do the kmitza? You know, it's an interesting thing. Like the Gemara says later, you'd be able to be misnadvet yayin. Taisus is the kasha, not here, but in Menachos he is, to the Fayim Dalit. How are you going to do it? The yayin is so low. The yayin is so very liquidy. By mincha, by shemen, he doesn't have the problem. It's viscous and the viscosity of that we have of the shemen, but it's very hard to hear, even by the shemen, how you're going to go do such a thing. But you're going to do, may I be able to do a mincha? Some say, my man, there's a Taisus Yantiv, where the Taisus Yantiv says, even when we're talking about yayin, it'll have to be where the yayin that's dry. That's a problem, though, with the beer at bar. But we do have a, on the fayin dalit, we do have problem Tysus and some does about the problem. What we have when it comes to Yayin, that you would have to wind up doing a kmitzah. He doesn't know how you're going to do it by Yayin. And there we have again. Here we do have this machlokes, and you're going to have to go about doing a kmitzah. And the shirayim, of course, will be mele binechal, like every other, like almost every other mincha. Av shemin kaitzim shemin nechal amar ram zeh rafa nan avi tanin am ram shemin. Im ro'isa shemin. Like we have in our Mishnah, what does it say in our Mishnah? Imra'isa shemen. If you see shemen skalek ba'azara, that's being divided up in the azara amongst kahanim when they're eating it. Iyata tzarech lishol. You don't have to ask bahu kind of what it is. You're able to assume certain things. Ella. Maisa Rikike Benachas Minchas Israel Benachas Israel. It could either be the Shirayim left over from the Rikikim of Minchas Israel of the when you bring a Rikikim, if you bring a Minchas Ma'afei Sador, you bring Rikalis or Rikikim. And when you do the rikikin, you smear it on top, and then the rest according to the kahana to eat. And therefore, it can either be from that kind of a mincha, minchas ma'afei sador.
Harvest kibitzah.
What?
The harvest kibitzah.
Well, could be the harvest kibitzah. Well, it could be, no. Not only that, no. It could be from the minchas ma'afei sador, minchas ma'afei sador. Could also be the same thing. Machmas and Machashis also. Ella, my servant, Micha, King of Minchas Israel, or Valoik Shem and Shel Mitzayra, Shem Misnadvin, that already is not Misnadvin. Michlal, the Madomar, Misnadvin, Mischalik. Because the reason, saying, because it's not Misnadev. But if you would hold that it is Misnadev, if you hold it is Misnadev, then it's Mischalik. If you see shemen that's placed on the mizbeach, Ella, what is it? There it says the rest of the minchas of the oil that comes from the rikikim of a minchas kahanim, where there is no kmitza at all. Then what happens over there? Ella, Meiser, Rikike, Minchas, Kaihanim, where the whole thing is brought on a Mizbeach. It's not eaten at all. It's Kulo Kovil. Ella, Meiser, Rikike, Minchas, Kaihanim, where everything itself is burnt. Like a regular Mincha of a Kayin, a Kayin's Mincha, there's no Kmitza by it. Or add have the Shirayim rest when the whole thing is brought. Minchas, Kayin, Mashiach. She'ein misnadvin shemen. There it's also, it's not misnadev shemen. In other words, Michlal, all about the other misnadev, kulam le'ishin. So here it says what? Kol korten about the other who says that it's misnadev, the whole thing goes le'ishin. La'bayi kashereisha, la'bram zera kashereisha. So what do we have? What did we just say over here? We were saying over here, Amalei Abaye. Let's say again over here what we just said in the Gemara. The Gemara brought that according to Rav Tarfon, it says, Misnadev Shemen. Your kaimitz, you do the kaimitz, and the shirayim are nechal, because of the carbon mincha. Malavei Shem Misnadev Shemen. Then the Gemara says, what? Amram Zera. By the shemen also, you'll make the kibitz if you could do it. You could give me the start of shemen, and the rest will be able to be nechal. So Rav Zera says, "Afa nata mitzanina." The number of shemen again. Imra'isa shemen shemischalik ba'azara. Iatatzarik. You don't have to figure out where it's coming from. Iatatzarik lishol. Ella, Meitzer, Rikike, Minchas, Israel. But like Shem and Shabbat Saira. She'ein misnadvin. The reason is Akrem Seira, because there, it's not, because he holds it, it's not Misnadev. Michlal, the man Yahmar, the one who holds that it is Misnadev, it's Mischalek, and you eat it. Omar Lay Abaya, Abaya said back to Reb Zeira, Avis Seifai, Raisa Shemet, Shenite, Al Gabe Ishim, So we have a machlokes Abaya and Reb Zeira. What happens to the Shirayim if you hold Misnadav Shem? Abaya Kashia Reisha. According to Abaya, what did Abaya hold? Abaya says that it's eaten. Sefer here we have that Abaya holds Hallel that the Shemis not Mechlal the Lamadi Amar Misnadei Kulam Liishim. Abaya holds every Kulam Liishim, and therefore we mashma as a shver from the Reishim, because we said the Afanad Namitrina there it says Shemis not for Vice Vice of its Misnadei. You hold like that Madi Amar. There's another possibility of why they're eating it. I am. What do you mean? Abaya says that you have to burn it. The Reb Zeira, who holds before that it's eaten, Kashya Sefer, because what do we just say from the Tanina, the Afanad Nami Tanina, and the Sefer? Here we said in the Sefer that Eva Sefer, Ibrahisa Shemin, Shemitan, Agabe Yoishim. You don't have to worry about what it is. You don't have to think about what it is. It's obvious. If you hold, but if it is misnadim, like we said, Michlal the Lamad the Amar misnadim, Kulam the Yishim. What Reb Zeira do with that? Beats one of the Reb Zeira, Reisha, Mishirayim, Sefer Bekoimitz. Nope. We could be Michalik, the Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira, who said before that when there be a misnadim, the Shemen, the Shirayim are Nechal. I, the Sefer says that it's burnt. Bishlam of the Rebbe can say tonight, Reisha Mishirayim is safe of the claimants. That which the Reisha that were been dying, that you read it, Kedachanami, they were looking there about the Srefa, Yaman and claimants, you're back there. And when he said the Shirayim, we'll set aside the Shirayim by Achila. The Shirayim, you'll lead. There's a code between the Reisha and the Sefer, what it's talking about. Ella the Abaya, who holds that everything is Nisraf. It's Kasher. How does he learn the case of the Reisha, where the Reisha says that it's eaten? Kids ain't talking about the Shirayim. I mean, we're talking according to him, according to Abaya, who learns that it's speaking about Srefa. So there, what do you do with the Reisha? The Reisha says that it's going to be eaten. If you hold like about the Amara holes, that it's not the Shemen. You have another option of explaining why they ate it. How can they eat it if everything goes leisha? What do you mean? Tada reisha unto the seifa. The tada reisha unto the seifa. Rashi here tells us. Reisha the tani gabe shem and habischalik. You don't have to ask anything what it is. That's Kedenas, but it just says an Agavurcha. The Inami Misnadvid Shemen, Rashi says, because even if there isn't a Misnadvid Shemen, it's going to be the same thing here also. Don't make the deal. Eino Mischalek. It's also not Mischalek. Why? Because like Abaya, you burn it, obviously. Alam Yishub Dabai Lemisli Seifa. Ibrahisa Shem and Nitan Ogabe Hoishim, Yatatrek Lissafka, Benadava. Don't worry about it being in a Dava, Shem Isnadvish Shemin. The Dafka Ashmoidan, the Dafka Ashmoidan, there it's Dafka. The Ilil about the Omar, Isnadvin, Nice the Tadaration, Ami, Ibrahisa Shem and Mischalik. What we're being Mischalik is we're staying it only Agav, the Sefer, because it really doesn't make a difference. Let's not be Medayik. It's only saying it, that it should be for the symmetry of what we have, the Reisha and the Sefer, But it's not coming to tell us in the Reisha that there would be an Achila. According to Abaya, it wouldn't be. We're not making such a deed. El Abaya Kashia, Tana Reisha or to Sefer. The only reason, the Iker is the Sefer. The Iker is the Sefer that says what? That you have to, if you hold it's not the Shemen, that it's all burnt. The Reisha, it's telling a case, but it's not coming to be Medayik for the sake of the Achila at all. So what kind of a thing is that? Mishlema Sefer, Tani, Mishum Reisha. Once the Reisha starts off by telling me the din, all right, sometimes you could have stylistically for the race for the Sefer also. Ella Reisha, Mishum Sefer. Don't say the Reisha, don't say the Sefer. Ella Sefer, Mi Tani. I'll say again, Ella Reisha, Mishum Sefer, Mi Tani. Don't start off with the Reisha. And don't theorize the Sefer. Something where now, in. I'm even my rabbi, Tana Reisha, yeah, Tana Reisha with some Sefer. Sometimes you can have the Reisha and the Sefer. Not that it's coming to be medayik, the opposite from the Reisha that we're saying by the Sefer. Like Rashi says over here, Elisha the Bailam is the Sefer, Ibrahim Shemen. Now what happens? That the din is that it's all burnt. Shemis Nadu Shemen, the Dafke Ashwaiden. The Ilul Madiyama Misnadvin, the din itself is going to be different, and therefore wants to tell us that din. But not that the, we're supposed to be Medayik from the Reisha of something which is the opposite. So in other words, like Abaya, what is the din of the Misnadvin Shemen? If you hold Misnadvin Shemen, like Rav Tarfin, you would do the Kmitza, and the Shirayim would be burnt, not eaten. And Toshima, what about Yahin? Yahin, Kedivre Rabbi Akiva, Lisafalim. According to Rabbi Akiva, it goes into the Kalim, into the bowls that they had on the top of the Mizbeach when you're Menadet wine. This is, again, Yahin, Kedivre Lisafalim. We all know that there's a din of Niske HaYahin. What do you do with the Niske HaYahin? Like the Mishnah Tzukah, like we have. You have the Mishnah Tzukah, that is, that there's a din of Nesachim. And where, what do you do with the Nesachim? You put them into the Sheetim. If you enter the bowls, that it goes from there into the Sheetim that are there in the Mizbeach, maybe they're there Misheshis and Veracious, maybe they constructed them at Machloikis. And then we have another din, a person to be Menadev, Yayim. What do you do with that? You also put him into the Shita? You also put him into the Safala? Or maybe over there you don't do that. You put him into the Yishim. Tashima. Yayin Kedive Rabbi Akiva the Safala. Shemen Kedive Rabbi Tarfin is the Yishim. Who say what? Shayin Kedive Rabbi Akiva. Here to see the Rashi. Dabar Beseches Menachis. He holds Misnadvin Yayin. B'ein Misnadvin Shemen. He holds, not like Rav Tarfin. Ein Misnadvin Shemen. Also Yayin L'Sasafolin, who knows in L'Nesach. Below L'Zalif Al-Hawishim. You don't put that on top of the Baruch, the Eish, the Havna Mizbeah. Who are then the Rabbi Tarfin? The Yayin. Same thing will apply. Who are then the Rabbi Tarfin? The Yayin. Ella Mishum the Yisrach Shem and the Misni. Kedim, we have to say over here with the Chiddush that we're saying against Aliva and the Rav Tarfin. La Misni Le Stoba, the Hala Rabbi Akiva. You know what it's if you have the Hala Rabbi Akiva. Amy Snatvin Shemin. Tada Nabi Yayin. Kedim Rabbi Akiva. So Mela tells us Yayin like Rabbi Akiva. He does not hold like Rav Tarfin. But so Tada Nabi Yayin. Kedim Rabbi Akiva. Shemen shall the dava kedivre Rabbi Tarfin. Oh no! So here in Nachman. So what do we say? Tashma. So shemen kedivre Rabbi Tarfin is leishim. Shemen, according to Rabbi Tarfin, if you hold like Rabbi Tarfin, it goes leishim. My love, midiayin kula lesafalim. Maybe shemen also kula leishim. What are we saying over here in Nachman? Tashima, Yayin Kedive Rabbi Akiva goes with Safalim. Shemen Kedive Rabbi Tarfin is Leishim. Now, when we say Leishim, what does it mean? My love, B'niayin, what goes to the Safalim? If Yayin's Kulo L'Safalim. Shemen is Kulo Leishim. So according to this, Lechaira, that whatever happens to one, it's uniform, it happens by the, maybe we would assume that it happens, the whole thing, the Koimitz or the Shirayim, everything is the, gonna come out the same. If Shemen, Shel Nadava, according to Rabbi Tarfin, who says, Abistadim and Shemen, the whole thing, Shemen goes to the Yishin, what goes to the Yishin? Everything. And that thing where it says, no, it's no Ryan. Me to hear you. Hukadisa. It's not necessarily a Ryan. Maybe Yayin goes Kulu Safalim. That much by the Shemen, it goes Leishim. Maybe it's not. Maybe the Shirayim is eaten by the Kahadim. Like we're saying, like we've said before, according to Reb Zeirin. And not Leishim, and therefore you don't have any Ryan, everything will, that you do with the wine, well, everything will happen the same way. It means, everything side by the Koimitz and side by the Shirayim. That's the problem that Tesis has. And what are we saying? That there's a din of Koimitz by Yayin. What kind of Koimitz by Yayin? How do you do Koimitz by Yayin? The Tesis Yontif, we have a problem with the Tesis Yontif. Share Tesis Yontif. Who holds that the din is that you wait, that you do it only with dried wine? And which is a problem. On the other hand, we have Tosfos remains with the Kasha of Dafayim Dalad. In Menachos, how will you even go about doing such a thing?
What is it?
A mincha. What do you mean, what is it?
They just bring it up
for Mizbeah. Yeah. You bring a kibbutz, it seems to be back to it. Yeah.
What?
It's a nedava. Yeah. It's a carbon. It can be a carbon. Up. Ketanai. Shemen lo yivchais be like. When you bring shemen, when we have a machlekes tanai, when you're menadim shemen, you never bring less. You don't bring less than a lug. On the other hand, Rabbi Aymer Shlesha Lugim and my Kabbis, like every Rabbi Kabbis, the Rabbapa, the Machlaikas is, and Daimino, Buki, Biasra, Ika, Binayu. The Machlaikas is when you make a limud. How do you make the limud? Or carry it, the whole thing, from the source of the limud with all the pratim? Or do you adapt it to the pratim, to the dinim that we already have in the place where the limud is going to, not where it's going from. The Rabbanit Savri, Ma Mincha, which we know from other places, this is about like it's Tabidah Bina, or Tabidah Bukhi Be'ashma. The Rabbanit Savri, Ma Mincha Misnadvim Avshevin Misnadvim. All right. Well, you know that there's a din by a Minchas Nadava. We have a Minchas Silas. We have a Minchas Bachvas. Minchas Machdeshes, Minchas Mafesadur, the whole set four types of Minchas Nadava. Get Silas, Machmas, Machdeshes, Minchas Mafesadur. And of course, whenever you bring a Minchas Nadava, what do you bring it with? You bring it with the flour, and you bring it with Shemen. How much Shemen alike? And Levita. So we'll talk about when you do that. So what would we do? You bring it, if you're going to let it out from Mincha, again, where I am. I'm Shemen. So the Rabbi about Mincha Misnatim, not Shemen Misnatim. If you hold that way, what will happen? Umina. Ma mincha lug shemen, because you always bring a lug by every mincha's nedava. Afkan, when you do it, daimino mina will be also the same thing. Afkan lug shemen. Uma mincha kaitza b'shirel necholim. Af shemen kaitza, the same thing will happen b'shirel necholim. When you would go be menad of that, the idach, the other will learn out. also mimincha. Ba'avicha misnadvim, Hashemen misnadvim. Shemen also, the Asra, however. What's the Yuka B'Yasra? But the din that you have already, the din which we have already from before, the Nesachim. What's the shear that we have by the Nesachim? Ma, Nesachim, Shleishas Lugin. Av Shemen, Shleishas Lugin. Where we have a precedent when we come to Nesachim, that when we have a precedent of the Nesachim, and that the precedent is Shri Lugin, here also we'll adopt to that precedent, which in other words, the Yuki B'Yashra. And also, Uman Nesachim Kulub L'Safalim, maybe Avshemin, it'll also be Kulub L'Yishim. It'll also be, you'll take the whole thing, and you'll be consistent, and whatever you do with the Kaimitz, you'll do with the Shirayim also. And that'll be the Machlekes. Levina is not, no, Levina, no. You can complete the Levina, you can do Levina also. Yeah. You might, by the Mincha, as in to use it. Even alone, yeah, you may do that also. It's the game, because it has a din of a Mincha. It's going to have a din of a Mincha. It's all learned out from the Drasha of Carbon. You can do these things. It's very big nafkaminas. We talked about it on a sukkis. Whether or not these things, whatever you bring them, it's going to be a din of malicha also, remember. You bring anything without malicha. What? You have to put melacha, kokor barcha takri melach. That's the suffix that we have. What about these chabayim or sukkis? Do you put melach on there also, in there also? Chaschino has the suffix whether you put melach in the Nisachamayim. And if you see it over here, if you have it by Yayin, we have a shver, the Rambam holds that there's no melicha normally by Yayin, and then he talks about the Midchas, the Niske Hayayin, the Yibin, the Dover. The Rambam holds that there's a din of melach over there also. If you hold like that there's a din of melach, that the Rambam holds by a regular mincha, by a regular carbon. There is no melicha, but by holds, if you give yayin by itself, there is a din of melach. Maybe there should be a din of melach mayim. Also, by the nisach mayim. And we said that it's that there's no such din. We said there was no such din like that.
Can someone be menadev mayim on sukkis?
What?
Can someone be Menadev Mayim?
Yeah, but actually, we're not, no. Pashtas, it would not
Pashtas
be.
Not. Even though for Shchutei Chutz.
What?
Even though for Shchutei Chutz, Menasech Mayim B'chag is going to be Chav.
Yeah, Shchutei Chutz is different. Yeah, Shchutei Chutz is different over there, yeah. But for the Dove, how do we know what kind of a din does it have by the Dove? It has a din of a Mincha.
Right.
And for that, there is no Ribui, the Gabi Mayim, it's only Gabi Yayim. And therefore, okay. The whole reason to be b'chayim for a melach does not apply by b'chayim. Because it has very suffix, though. And that's what doesn't mean something. Amalei rapapa le'abaye. Imi mincha ma'isila. Nachamo. There's a difference between we learn it out from a mincha, and therefore it requires one lug, or do we learn that from the nesachim? About the nesachim kulum nesachvalim. Av shemin kulum kulish. If we learn it out, the din, according to the Baris Baker, is going to be Michalik. The whole like that is going to be learned out from a mincha. If we learn out, we're going to equate it to the case by the Sachem. And therefore, what would be the reason? What would happen? You would have a lug, and it would be, you don't be no me da. And the whole thing would be one lug. And also, it would have the same thing, that you would be able to eat machilu. Ella Rabbi May Ezrach Gamala. Rabbi learns out. Rabbi, who's Rabbi again? Who is Rabbi? Here we had the Melbourne, the first white line, we said, Amra Papa Ketanoi. Shemen lo yivchais mi lug. Rebbe Eimer Shleishas Lugin. So Rebbe says it's going to be three Lugin, which would mean that you have to say, the way we're saying, Daimin Avukim Be'ashra. And what is the Machlaikis in that? And that then, whether you hold Bino Bino or you hold Ukim Be'ashra. And now the Gemara says, though, here on Papa, that if in fact you would learn it out from the Mincha, you would not switch it to be three Lugin. Because you don't really hold, everybody would hold you hold Domino Mino. So why does he say? So then why is what Rebbe says, three Lugin, why does he say three Lugin? Well, Rebbe Ezrach Gomer Lo. He doesn't learn out at all from the Mincha. He learns it out from a Ribu Yakra that we have from, by Nesachim, that we have, there because it says Ezrach, and where we learn out other dinim, the dinim of the Shemit also. If you see the Rebbe Bei Ezrach Gomer Lo, how does he know there's such a thing as a Nivra Shemen? See the Rashi? The Rashi is the white lights. Point like that. Nivra Gomer Lo, the Nivra Shemen. The Chinami Dainis, Mino. And even if you would learn out, Mino, Shleishes Lugin Hei. It's still going to come out three lugin. Why? Because that's the minimum amount that you always have by the sacham. The sacham shall keves is revius ahead yayin simbahu. And therefore, if you're going to learn that, because we learned out the ezrach that we have by the parsha of the sachim, it's there to tell me the din of shemen. And therefore, it's going to take on the same din, the same shear that we have by the sachem. It's going to be the minimal amount that we have a quarter of a hin. A hin is 12 lugin. A quarter of that by the smallest amount is from a canvas, which is made of three. Then we have a gash, like what we have in the chasuk is came to medubar, shleisha esraidim la par, shnei esraidim la ayel, v'nisarim la canvas. And the Balaam, we have the par having six, we have the aisle having four lugin, and the kevis is three. Man is sachem shleishes lugin, this also. Uman is sachem kulum safalim, av shemin kulum liyishim. And then we have, Ella Rebbe Be'ezagam, Amalei Rav Hudim, Reidem, Nasa the Rav Papa, Mimot Sesabrit, Hachi, Vahatanya, Karben Mincha, in the Braisa we learned, where does it come from? That's where we learned out that it's coming, that comes out with the din of the Shemen. The Kaba Shlesha Lugin. And how much is that? Three Lugin. Oh, well, about Shabbos Lay. The Yoba Shlesha Lugin. Obviously, who's the one that holds that to what we're saying? It's all Rebbe. And still, because I see Lovey Carbon, he's learning it out from a mincha, as opposed to learning it out from anywhere else. And like we said, Rebbe says, it could really make an afgamina. Well, Galgami Melach. If it hasn't been from the din of a carbon, we're learning it out by a mincha. Rebbe, he, because I see Lovey Carbon. When where it says, Karban Mincha, Malamin Shemishnad Vitshemen, it's a gather of a Mincha. And that's why places, remember, we said that there's a din of Kaibitz. That's why we can hear very well that there's going to be a din of Melach. Let's say you learn that from Ezrach. It's not going to be Pashat at all that it is like that. If you learn that from Ezrach, well, what happened? Would you need a Kaibitz? Would it have anything at all to do with a Mincha? That part's not Pashat. My time ago, my crumb, the Mahakamashi will be carbon. And therefore, it's Mustafa, if you're going to learn it out from carbon, how can it come up being three Lugin? It must be, Dain Bina, Boki Biasra. Amar Lay, Tanya, okay.
You don't need
that? Yeah, No, then you would.
Why?
No, but the Mokar is a gather of a Mincha. Therefore, it wouldn't be shver why you would come out needing melach. You know, the whole day is left out from carbon mincha. Now you want to know the pratim. What's the prat of it? What's he going to take? I mean, oh, it was a shear. It's us who can be asked. So now the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel. Okay, remember, what did we just say before when you're benad of Yahid? He says, what do we have? What did Shmuel say? He says, they're given, you put it into the Safalim. Right? We have what? Yahin, Kadimir, Rabbi Akiva, the Safalim. Yeah, now when the Gemara says, now what? Amar Shmuel, Hamasnadvim, Yahin. Now what? He says, now Shmuel. Shmuel, Hamasnadvim, Yahin. He says, a sheet, the Gabe, this did that we just brought before. Hamasnadvim, Yahin. You don't put it into the Safalim. Maybe, let me just say one thing over here. Now we should make a mistake. The reason why I'm saying it only is that somebody did make a mistake. They made a mistake when we learned the beginning of Mizbeach Mekadosh. The beginning of Mizbeach Mekadosh. What do you do with it? So they asked, they thought, you bring it on the Yishim. It's not. That whole issue is the Gabi Michas Sesachim, huh? Oh, you're the one that asked it. So you're the one that asked it. Yeah, so it's not. We're talking over here, the Gabi and the Dova. That's where we have the Shiloh. Everybody holds. But we talk about bringing the Sesachim together with the carbon. Everybody holds you put that into the Safalim. The question that we have here is by a mitzvah v'sachem. That mitzvah that we have by nishkei ayayin, regular nishkei ayayin, you do minadofa. That you do minadofa. Remember, even the din. Remember, we spoke about the din of mitzvah v'sachem. The mitzvah v'sachem is not what we even said about machlokes Rashi the Rambam. When you bring a mitzvah v'sachem, whether it's like a the whole din of wine. A minchas nesachim, what is he giving? He's giving the same kind of a mincha, the asiris ho'efa, that he brings together with a carbon. Does that mean wine also? And therefore it'll have the din of nishkei hayayin? Over there, there is no nishkei hayayin. Minchas nesachim refers only to the mincha. Or it means the mincha together with the yayin. Well, we had a machloikis. Rashi Menachos, that we mentioned, Rashi Menachos connected the Rabbah. But here we're talking, it's an adav of Yayin. How much does he maybe, he's himself and a Gabi Oishin. My time on Makro. The Yayin, Takrif La Nesa, Chatsi Yahin. Isha Rech, the Chayach Lashem. And therefore, Shmuel holds, what do you do with the Mitchas Nesachim? I don't mean Mitchas Nesachim. I'm talking about a Nesachim that's an adav, a Nidvas Nesachim. When you asked that, what was your kasha again?
I was asking that it's
Roy Leishim. It's Roy Leishim, and it says that it's not Roy Leishim. Yeah, that you asked, that's Roy Leishim. Yeah, so that's a toast, the kasha, yeah. We're talking about regular Nesach, yeah.
But Rebbe, the Mishnah Melech says like Moshe Nissen. There's a little Mishnah Melech. There's a Mishnah Melech that indicates like Rav Moshe Nissen. He says the Rambam proves that it goes, that you just do it to the Shitin from the fact that by Nesachim, we say at the beginning of Mizbeach Mekadesh, Yerdu. Nesachim Abom Bifnei Atzmam, the Divrei Kulam Yerdu. And he says that, so the Mishnah Melech concludes, Alma Deloi Havel Yishin. That's how the Rambam proves that by Yayin Abom Bifnei Atzmai, you menasech lagabe shitin from that mishnah. It's a little mishnah melech in Perek Tes Zayin Maaseh Kavanos.
Yeah, we're talking over there about that.
No, because over there the mishnah distinguishes between nesachim abam ifnei atzman and regular nesachim.
It does.
And then they say over there the mishnah distinguishes between nesachim abam ifnei atzman and other types of nesachim.
Why do you say it does? Where does it do that?
Doesn't Reb Shimon over there say? So, you see, he says,
you mean in the Brisa?
The Lehavi Leishim.
In the Brisa. Yeah, you mean it, well, there we're saying Rav Shimon Hazavak of Unisachim Sulim. Had a Sachim Shem Hazavak Basel. They're talking about
the Sachim Ablaim of
Carbon. The Sachim Ablaim of Carbon.
And so he says that, but from that Mishnah, you see that the Sochem Abom Bifnei Atzman, that we say that you're doing.
Wait a second. That Mishnah wasn't talking about the Sochem Abom Bifnei Atzman.
I know, that's how he proves it. It's a little Mishnah about Halacha Yudalet.
See what that is. That's it. But when the Rambam, by the way, we'll see, there's a problem with the Rambam. The Rambam does paskin that when we give the karbonis, the yayin, which is the sachim, he's going to say, you give it to the safalim, and the question is why he paskets that.
Yeah, so
it's a shekite. The rabbi, it is like that.
So
let's see what it's going to be telling you at first. So here it says, Ini, the homer of Nachman of Rabba Baravua, Hamarin Yachels, Beagabi of his Beyach. Person takes a gachelis from the Mizbeach, the Kiba, and he's mechaba, only that gachelis, not the whole age. He's chayiv. The leka lahai. The leka, it's only, to what it's saying, he's chayiv. The leka lahai.
There's only one
call. There's only one call. He might say the Kiba, or maybe it's not like that. Kiba, the mitzvah shiny. So the Gemara answers, the Lekha Elohai. That'll be the answer. But over here, we don't have the problem of Kibui, because there's other things also. That therefore, he's not, the fact that he's being Mechaba one or a little bit, it's not going to be a problem. Therefore, that itself is not a problem. Zonda, or maybe there's a difference, Kibui the Mitzvah. Kibui the Mitzvah that we have over here, because he's doing a Derech. Derech Nisuch, Derech Antar. And therefore, even it went, so it doesn't make a difference. Or Tashema, the Tanah Rabbi Lazar ben Yanke, Klapi Shenos, the Tanah of Litraim. Yachal Yechabe, the Yitraim. Amrit lo Yechabe. I might have thought, Klapi Shabra Tanah. Litraim Yachal, maybe he should be Mechabe and be Tanah. Maybe it should be an exception. Amrit lo Yechabe. So therefore, that meant, so you're, there's no heter. Shai Yosef, Efsher, the Yosef, Benotar. What is that? And here we have, Amrit lo Yechabe. See the Rashi that we have here? We have, Klape Kleimar, Hayo, the Torah, Litra Mitzadesha. We're talking here about the din of Trumas HaDeshen, where sometimes you're going to take it off, you're going to be mechabed. Yachal yechabed imatzan kulam lechashayis. Let's say you found then that they were burning. She'enam luchalus. They were not yet completely ash. Amrit lo yechabed. Alma kibui the mitzvah is usher. So what do you do in that kind of a case? Here, you see, you're telling me that maybe kibui the mitzvah is different. You see over here that it's not? Elhava, kibui the mitzvah shani. What do you mean? Toshva, Dorab, Lezer, Klapi, Shomra, Tyra, by the din of Chumas, Adeshen, Leitroi, Yachal, even if you find it that it's not completely burnt up in ash, you stab it, the Yitron, Amra, no, you can't. Lo Yechabe. So you see that there is no heter of three Bechabe L'Shem Mitzvah. Shani also of Efshet, the Yossi, the Notar. There it's different. Well, you should wait. Don't do it yet. Don't do it yet. You wait till it completely goes off. Toshima, Yayin, Kedibre, Rabbi Akiva. What? No, it's a separate svara that when the Torah is telling you that there are certain dinim of haktara or nisuch, the svara would be that when the Torah said it's usher for nothing. We're there, but if the Torah gave the mitzvah, it's nichol that it's hutra. the whole thing. It'll be hutra, the answer, if the Torah said that's what it's supposed to be done with. And therefore, if the Torah says, go ahead and do the truma. Go ahead and do the Torah Mesadesha. If he says the Torah Mesadesha, do whatever has to do, whatever the consequences are. So the word, but it's not, it's no raya there that it's going to be hutra. Maybe it's just wait. Maybe Hanabi. Just wait.
I would never say that you have to bring
a carbon of Shema. No, but if the Torah is being Mechadish, like you can bring it. You could, and therefore do what with it? You do with it, then you go and you bring it on Gabi Elishim, or you bring it into the Safalim by the case of the Ayin. So it's Nichlal of that the Torah is being Mafki and the Yisra Kibui, if you would learn that way. If you would learn that way. And then when the Gemara says, maybe that is the Mshat. I by Chumas Hadeshen, it says other ancients. Toshima. Yayin Kedivre Rabbi Akiva's the Safalim. Shemen Kedivre Rabbi Tarfin is the Leishim. What did we say? Shemen according, Yayin according to Rabbi Akiva, we've done, like we brought before the Safalim. Yayin we've brought before according to the Shemen, as the goes with Safalim, and Shemen, according to Rabbi Tarfin, goes Leishim. The Shemen, that's what we wanted to be Medayik. The Gemara wanted to be Medayik before. Shemen Leishim, it'll be even the same way that he holds Kula Lesafalim. He would hold over here like Abayim, very good. Yeah, like Abayim, the whole thing to Leishim. Yayin Tanya. Yayin Nesach Lesafalim. Yaya doesn't safalim away to well of the Yishim. Amrit lo yechaba. So what are we saying over here? Maybe that's what we learned in the Brisa. That when you go and you pour the Yaya into the safalim, what do you do? You do Yaya into the safalim. Yaya, what do you do with it? Don't Tanya, Yaya, nasach le safalim away to well of the Yishim. Amrit lo yechaba, the svarim, no, do it to the safalim. You do it to the safalim and you cannot do it, Leishim. Even if it is for the mitzvah. Like Asher, Har Rabbi Yehuda, Har Rabbi Shimon. Something tomorrow will make enough kibbutz. What do we have over here?
Like,
you put it all. Away to see the Egypt. The Gemara says the Gemara brings Amrit lo yechaba alma kibui the mitzvah the notar oedo elo the yishim because it says ishay or maybe it goes to yishim the psim isha the yayin and on that the Gemara says no nochamo here the Gemara breaks him Amrit lo yechaba shay the yosem eshen the yosem the notar toshem again. Yayin kedivrei Rabbi Akiva l'safalim, shemen ledivrei Rabbi Tarfin goes l'yishim. V'yoy Tanya, yayin osach l'safalim, uveinu elu l'yishim, omrit lo yechaba, says lo yechaba. So what do we see from here? You can't do it. Says lo yechaba. There's not going to be a heter.
Even
the Shay Mitzvah. Don't think about like Kashi Harav Yehuda Rav Shem. Because of the mitzvah, whether or not, when you're doing it without the Kavana, whether or not that's going to be Mutter al Tzav Shay to Miskavin or not. Let's explain that to come right back to this. Harav Shem, the member of the Shmuel. So that means what? Shmuel, remember, said what? Where it's in the member of the Shmuel to Rav Shimon Svirelei. You're telling me that Shmuel holds Dovah Shedim Iskavin is Mutter. And therefore, what he held, that it was not to be a problem of doing it Leishim. Therefore, he held that it was not a problem of doing it Leishim. Remember? What did Shmuel just got finished saying before? Amar Shmuel Habitzadim Yayin. He's the one that said, maybe a mizalfa or gabi ho'ishim. And so the Gemara says, what do you mean, you mizalfa or gabi ho'ishim? What do you mean, you're being mechaber? The Gemara answered. So the Gemara, what do you mean? we learned that El Gemara says Amit Lo Yechaba, so which means that there is no Heter to go be Mechaba. So what's Shmuel coming and telling us that you do it, and you, even if it means being Mechaba? And Terence says it depends whether you hold like Rav Yehuda, you hold like Rav Shimon. Amar Shmuel Mechaba Aj. What are you going to say? He holds like Shmuel. He holds like Rav Shimon. But Amar Shmuel Mechaba Gachel Shel Bapsis Bereshis Rabin Mishvil Shel Yisukul Barab. There Avolol Gachel Shel Eitz. Now over there we have another Machlokes from Yehuda and Rav Shimon. Think of there why the Gemara. The Gemara equated and said that if he held like Reb Shimon, by Dabashayna Miskavit, the Gemara was assuming, Shvera Havamin, really, Shvera, why that he should really hold like Reb Shimon by the din of Alacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. Now, whenever you're talking about the din of making a Gacheles, you're, in order to be high for the Doraisa of Mechabe, it has to produce it's a wealth. You're producing gachelas. If it's not producing a gachelas, then it's a malacha, which is not tzricha legufa. For whatever. And therefore, if we see, there's a difference. If a person is mechaba a gachelas shall eitz, well, an eitz can become a piece of charcoal. It's a pechom. It makes a piece of charcoal, it's a tzricha legufa. Well, let's say he's mechaba because he doesn't want the eitz. Or let's say he's doing it where it's a metal thing. Of a metal thing, the whole thing isn't rabbanan at the worst. It's like going to be mechaba an electric light. What kind of be mechaba is that? So the most that it could possibly be is a rabbanan. You're not making a pechon. You're not making a pechon. So the Gemara is saying, so what does Shmuel hold? Does he hold like Rav Shimon? On the other hand, if he held like Rav Yehuda, and it's different because you're chayin even by belonging she'ein tzricha legufa. So here the Gemara is mechalik that if there's, let's say, there's something that's there to be mazik and there's just a rabbin, you're allowed to be mechabit for the protection of the rabbin. If it's made out of metal, not if it's made out of eitz. Gemara said, Mishvil shalei tzikum a rabbin, avalon gachela shel eitz, because there, it's a malacha d'araisa. V'yisal gadaita chavi held like Reb Shimon, that it's mutter anyway, it's mere like, I feel like I should have said, it's not me. You're not doing it for a pechah. You're not doing it for a pechah, for a piece of charcoal. You're doing it just to protect the rabbi, to get rid of the yesh, not to produce the, not to produce the coal.
It's 7 o'clock.
We didn't really explain it even yet. Why is it a Darshani Miskavit? What happened to the Pesik Reisha? And that we have to deal with. Have to start with that tomorrow. Maran, yeah. All right, well, Mitz Hashem, we'll pick it up over here. Tomorrow we'll have to start over here. Okay.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maran Mekaymas on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.